When I studied art in Rome, I looked at many pictures, mostly good. Painted many pictures, mostly bad. But one day, I promise myself, I shall paint a masterpiece. And I'll call it The Contessa with a Hungry Heart. Many young artists would give their ears for the opportunity I had. A little money saved, a wonderful wife who thought it fun to work to make more money to defray living expenses while the two of us lived in Rome. And I gloried in the chance I had of steeping myself in the magic of the Renaissance masters, who'd so liberally splashed the Eternal City with so much of their brilliant legacy to all mankind. Come to that, I counted myself pretty lucky. Gwen was a marvelous girl, and even seemed to enjoy the intermittent stints she did as interpreter for various business firms. She'd always been a good linguist. My only frustration during those first weeks was what appeared to be the impossibility of even approaching the artistry of the old masters, no matter how I tried. Just a minute, darling.
Oops! I thought I'd never make it.
Good grief, you're carrying enough to fill a cart. Here, let me take something.
Oh, not that one, Ross. You'll make me drop the lot.
Oh.
They're the top one. That's the melons.
All right. Oh, gosh, they weigh a ton and a half. Hold on now. Easy. I've got the next two. Well, can you make it to the table?
Just about. Oh, what a relief.
You should have let me come with you. It's bad enough you're keeping us without you having to work like a dray horse into the bargain.
I thought you'd enjoy being a kept man, darling. Isn't that what all men are after? A rich woman to keep them in luxury?
Yes, it is. And I've got a complaint to make.
Oh?
If you can't install me in better quarters than this pensione, I'll have to find myself another woman.
Oh, pity. I was just beginning to like you.
Oh, you're crazy, and I love you.
And I know I'm crazy because I love you, too. Oh,
come here and prove it.
I'm being attacked.
Oh, darling, you're a wonderful wife. And I'm the luckiest man alive.
Oh, that reminds me. Wait till you hear just how wonderful I am.
Nothing like having tickets on yourself. And what have you done? Got me a commission?
Next best thing. Now, guess where we're going tomorrow night?
Haven't a clue. Where?
Three guesses?
I still wouldn't have a clue.
We're going to the Castel Vitelli.
The what?
The Castel Vitelli. It's the home of the Conte and Contessa Vitelli, apart from being one of the most fabulous show places in Rome.
Show places? Oh, now look, sweetheart, we...
No, no, you don't understand. I mean, it's a place to go if you want to be known. The Contessa is an art connoisseur, and she's always helping young, struggling painters.
As long as they don't struggle too hard.
Oh, you, it's not like that at all.
Anyway, we don't know anybody who'll introduce us, so that's that.
Oh, really, Ross?
Anyway, what are we having for dinner? I could eat a horse between two mattresses.
Oh, no, it's food. Darling, can't you think of anything else? Don't you want to be discovered?
In this shirt? No, thanks.
You're hopeless.
All right, darling, I give in. We'll go to the Castel Gondolfo, or whatever it is.
Vitelli, and that's what I was trying to tell you. You know Signor Giuliano, the bank manager I worked for till last week. He's going to introduce us.
Good. I've always wanted to be introduced to somebody by a banker. It sounds so delightfully commercial. Now, what are we going to eat?
There you are, my dear. You must meet these charming friends of Signor Giuliano.
Oh, don't tell me I miss someone. I hope you'll excuse me, but half Rome seems to be here tonight.
Laura, this is Mr. and Mrs. Hunter, compatriots of yours.
How charming.
How do you do, Contessa?
How do you do?
It's so nice to hear an English voice once in a while. We're used to meeting so many Americans here.
Mr. Hunter is an artist, Laura. He's in Rome to study the art of the Renaissance.
Oh, wonderful. I must show you my collection of Titians.
collection of t-shirts.
Well, I'd like to call it a collection. Actually, it's two altogether, but worth seeing just the same. You'd have to go to Venice, in fact, all over the world to do better.
Oh, that's very good of you, Contessa.
Oh, for heaven's sake, call me Nora. The title sounds so formal.
Well, if I were the wife of a count, I'm sure everybody would just have to call me by my title.
It starts to pall after the first 6 months, my dear, believe me. Oh, tell me, Mr. Hunter.
His name is Ross, Laura, and I'm Gwen. If we're to call you Laura, you'll just have to do the same for us.
You mean she's to call us Laura, too?
Oh, Ross, stop it. He's always doing that to me.
Never mind, my dear. I am on your side.
Always the perfect gentleman, Rico. Why don't you take Gwen off to see your orchid collection? I want Ross to see the Titians.
I see. Perhaps that would be a good idea. Would you like to see my orchids, Gwen?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. At least it'll be a change from paintings. I've looked at so many paintings since I came to Rome. I'm going colorblind.
Come on, Ross. Let's get away from all this bedlam here. The Titians are in the West Wing. Wait till I put this light on here.
I can't understand it. I just can't.
What?
Where do you get those colors from? They glow with life.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder they talk about Titian-head women. That red is like fire itself. And the blue has a depth that goes beyond the canvas. You can see it deeper than that.
They are wonderful, aren't they? Almost three-dimensional. Life itself.
That's it. Life itself. And not just paint on canvas.
And that's what you're looking for? Here in Rome?
Well, yes, I suppose it is. I haven't thought of it quite like that before.
Perhaps that's your problem, Ross.
What is?
That you've just been a spectator in Rome, looking at pictures. You must know that to paint well, to picture life, you must first live.
What makes you think I'm not living?
I don't know for sure. I would have to see your work. I would have to see you at work before I could answer that.
Oh. Well, I suppose we'd better be getting back to the others.
What's the matter, Ross? What are you running away from? What do you imagine you're running away from?
Running away? Who's running?
You are. Ross, you may have heard that I have something of a reputation.
Yes, I've heard.
As a connoisseur. I'm not a very good artist myself, but I am quite a good critic.
Mm-hmm.
I've helped a number of young painters like yourself to...
To what?
To find themselves. Frankly, you interest me.
You hardly know me, Laura. That really doesn't make sense.
You have the air of a man who's tied in a knot inside. You need to loosen up, relax, expand.
Laura, I don't think you quite understand.
You must show me some of your work. Oh, tell you what... Why don't you come up here and stay a few days? You and Gwen, isn't it? You'd like it here, both of you. And it'll give me the opportunity to see you at work. I have a very good studio in the grounds.
It's very good of you, Laura, but we couldn't possibly...
Good! Then it's all settled. And now I think that we should be getting back. Don't you? Young man. Don't you think, Rico?
Personally, I found him rather dull. He didn't seem to feel quite at home here.
That's what makes him interesting. So many of them are so extroverted. They come to parties neat as though they've never had a square meal in their lives, and they drink themselves silly. Not an ounce of artistry in them.
But you have discovered a great artist in this Ross Hunter, huh?
I don't know yet. I haven't seen his work, and I hardly know him. That's why I invited him to stay.
Oh, of course. Like that young American last month. I understand he is now a car salesman in Milan.
Oh, him. He never would have made an artist. Selling cars is all he's fit for.
Yet you were most enthusiastic about his work. And before him, that handsome young Frenchman. What does he do now? Designing greeting cards, isn't it?
I never knew the French could be such bores. Till I met him.
Oh, he didn't seem to find you boring, Laura. Oh, we practically had to throw him out in the end. Some of these young men...
Oh, now, Rico, don't you start being a bore, too. The Hunters are both coming. You were there when I invited his wife. She was delighted.
Yes, she was. I will admit that. In fact, she seemed much more eager to come than he was.
Oh, well, there you are, then. Oh, dear, if I don't get off to bed soon, I'll drop.
Laura, this Ross Hunter, his wife seems a very nice girl.
Oh, she's a pretty little thing, I suppose, in a colourless sort of way.
I liked her. She must not be hurt, Laura. I must insist that this time you...
You insist? And who are you to tell me what to do?
I am your husband, Laura.
Husband? You're an old man I married for his title.
Laura!
And you married me for my money. I keep you. Let's not have any delusions about that. Why else would I marry a man 20 years older than myself? I like the idea of being the Contessa Vitelli. And you like the idea of living a life of easy luxury. That was our bargain.
I made no bargain, Laura.
Oh, you made it all right. And you live up to it. You can be my husband. As long as you don't try to tell me what to do. Is that quite clear?
Yes, Laura. Yes, that is quite clear.
The feeling of uneasiness I had about our forthcoming stay at the Castel Vitelli was not something I could talk about to Gwen. But I was later to regret that I didn't tell her about it after we moved in with the Contessa with a hungry heart.